I think we're lucky to get away with a draw. Thought Warrington were much the better side. Thought it was quite even first half. So we could have scored, they could have scored. But second half we've come out and we've give them credit. I think they've played well, but we've played that's as poor as I've seen us all season, to be honest with you, in possession and out of possession. And we've got Dave Carnell, the keeper, to thank for keeping us in the competition and giving us an opportunity to go through on Tuesday. But on the balance of play, probably we didn't deserve today.
And yet, you took the lead with what was your clearest chance of the game, wasn't it? With Matty Chadwick again latching onto a bad defensive error, he really took that chance, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean he's a good finisher, Chaddy. You know, I back him. Once he got in there, I'd have backed him to score, and he did. That's come from a bit of poor play from them, and he's done well to score a goal out of nothing. I think that was the only way we were going to score second half. But our approach play was poor. We gave possession away time and time again. We didn't get close enough to him in midfield. Played around us quite a lot. It didn't stick when it did go forward. Don't think we played balls in behind at all as well. It was just kind of played into their centre back to come and head the ball back on us, which put us under pressure even more. We like to play out from the back, and obviously they knew that second half. They pressed on us a little bit, and you know you've got to find ways around that. If teams press on to you, you can't just give it up. But I took the decision to push the back four up and maybe try and turn them for the last 20 minutes. I think we were causing our own problems in the end, and they were creating chances from our poor play, from our build up from the back, and they were capitalising, putting pressure on us, pressing us high up the pitch and making us concede possession. And it was, I think we had to go more pragmatic with the last 20 minutes probably and turning them and get up the pitch and try and play our way into the game. But it was all one way traffic in the second half.
What did you put down that bad performance to? You said that it was your poorest performance of the season. Why was that?
It's a $1 million question, I suppose. I'm not too sure. I mean, we played last week away at Colville, and we weren't great first half, and we had a brilliant response at half time, and we were tremendous second half. I was hoping that was what was going to happen to us. Again, we weren't our best first half, but I was hoping we were going to step it up second half. That didn't happen. Why we didn't play well? We just didn't get close enough. We didn't work hard enough to get close enough to them. I think I hate obviously labelling like they wanted it more, but I think their desire to win second balls and their quality in possession was better than ours today. You know, we didn't win a lot of seconds, and when we did get it, we give it away 9 times out of 10. And it was an attack versus defence at times. Obviously the ball's going and it's coming back again. And if it wasn't for Dave Carnell, I think it could have been a different story today.
I think you said that when your team is playing well, you can take them anywhere. But I think I get the feeling that it must frustrate you so much to know that your team does blow hot and cold. I think you described them as it was a Jekyll and Hyde performance last week.
Yeah.
And I get the sense it does really frustrate you sometimes to see your team play the way it does sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, when we play well, we're a match for anybody in this league, and I'd take us up to teams in the league above as well. But when we play poorly, we really do play poorly. And I think sometimes we're an 8 out of 10 or a 9 at times, but when we do play poorly, we're a 3 out of 10, and that's not enough. It's been enough today, and we've rode our luck to get something out of the game. But a 3 out of 10 performance is going to get you a defeat, and we've had too many of them this season. We can get that consistency. I mean, maybe a bit harsh consistency wise we've had one defeat in 11 now. You know, we've come away with a draw. We've got another goal Tuesday night, so I don't want to be too harsh on the lads, because they've done well so far this season. We're fifth in the league, and you know, we're in the hat for the next draw, for the next round, and we've got another opportunity to go and put it right on Tuesday. If I could put my finger on why we're so inconsistent, you know maybe I won't be managing at Ashton. So and we've just got to get that consistency to our performances, and it starts on an individual basis. You know, can you be a 7, 8 out of 10 every week? And if you're a 7 out of 10, can your mate be? And can the back four, can your units all the way through the squad, can you get an 8 out of 10 performance? And if you can do that, then we can get that consistency that's going to win us more games than we'll lose.
Well, I suppose the fair thing, well, you said it yourself, I suppose the only good thing you can say following this result is that you're still in the hat for the next round.
Yeah, I said that to the lads after the game. I said, you know, the only positive I can garner from that game is the fact that we've got another go on Tuesday. But if you play as poorly as that, then don't expect anything. We need to step it up another 3 or 4 notches. If we're going to beat a good Warrington team, you know, Warrington are second in the table, and they're second for a reason. You know, and I said before the game, the two games previous to that, or the four or whatever it is, they mean absolutely nothing today, because this is a brand new game. New players as well, really. I mean, they brought a few new players in who I thought made a difference Saints today. I thought they, you know, I thought they played some decent stuff today, and they've put us on the back foot. As poorly as we've played, you know, I'll give them credit. They played well today.